Walk the dogs, school drop-off, meetings from 10 to 3, take kids to soccer, then no time left for a jog.
When everyone else is relying on you, it's easy to put your needs last. BetterHelp connects you with a licensed therapist online, so you can show up for yourself the way you do for others. Visit betterhelp.com/positive to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp.com/positive.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for 40% off site-wide. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It is the JR Sport Brief show on CBS Sports Radio. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to everybody tuned in and locked in all over North America. People on the free Odyssey app. People tuned in and locked in on their local CBS Sports Radio affiliates. My folks on Sirius XM channel 158 and everybody on a smart speaker. So if you're on the road, you delivering something, you at work, you at home, you relaxing, you at school, I'm going to be here with you for the next 2 hours. It's not just me. It's not just my show. It's your show. Feel free to call me up. That's 855-212-4CBS. If I didn't say it already, I'm in Atlanta. Our super producer and host, Dave Shepard, he's holding it down in New York City. And I know surrounding me right now, there's a lot of sad people here in Atlanta because the Braves have been eliminated from the postseason again by the Philadelphia Phillies. The Phillies knocked them out of the playoffs tonight to advance to the National League Championship Series against the Arizona Diamondbacks. The Phillies win the series 3-1. The Phillies also win tonight's game 3-1. We're going to dive into the details there momentarily. I also need to let you know that, it is Thursday. Thursday night football, the Kansas City Chiefs. They got the Denver Broncos the hell up on out of here. Kansas City beat Denver. The final score there, 19-8. Pretty pathetic. Well, the Denver Broncos are pretty pathetic. Taylor Swift was in attendance to watch her. Shep, is that her boyfriend? Is that what it is? That's what they are, right?
It's a publicity stunt, but sure, why not?
Yeah, Travis Kelce. 9 receptions, 124 yards, while Travis Kelce ran around on that bum ankle. Kadarius Toney hauling in the only passing touchdown of the night. And not just the only passing touchdown, it was the only touchdown of the night. As Harrison Butker had to kick 4 field goals to keep this game, or to at least keep the Denver Broncos at bay. Kansas City, another low-scoring affair, given their standards. 19 points to Denver's 8, but Kansas City is now 5-1 on the season. The Denver Broncos fall to 1-5. And so Russell Wilson, a crap game. Completing 13 of 22 passes for only 95 yards. He had one touchdown late in the game, and he had 2 interceptions. Russell Wilson was sacked 4 times. I wonder if he regrets leaving Seattle. He would never admit it, but there has to be something inside of him going, I wonder how things would have been if I stayed in Seattle. I think that's only natural to think about, natural to contemplate. We're going to hear from Russell Wilson and see what type of nonsense he says if and when he speaks. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Look, we're going to have plenty of time to get into the Chiefs trying to go back and win another Super Bowl. Let's talk about a team that's even closer to a championship right now, and that's the Philadelphia Phillies. I told you tonight they advanced to the National League Championship Series where they will take on the Arizona Diamondbacks starting next Monday. And how did they get there? Well, tonight they can just go ahead and thank Nick Castellanos. First of all, it took us all the way up. And when I say all the way up, but it took us all the way to the fourth before we got some runs up on the board. Austin Riley came through and hit a home run. And then Castellanos, he answered in the bottom of the fourth to tie the game up. Take a listen, courtesy of the Phillies Radio Network.
Here's Nick Castellanos. Castellanos batting right-handed, the pitch to him. Swung on, hit well. Deep to left field, toward the pole. It is gone! Just inside the pole, down the left field line. The ballpark is in a frenzy as Castellanos sprints around the bases. Liam has popped down to the bottom level again, and the Phillies have tied it up at one. Sweeping across home plate, points to Liam in the first row, and this place is alive once again.
Trey Turner, he said, wait a minute. If Nick is going to come through and tie the game up at one, let me break the tie. And that's exactly what Trey Turner did in the bottom of the fifth. He hit a home run of his own.
The pitch swung on, hit in the air, deep to left field. Pilar turns. That one is going to be long gone. Just under the Lisios Bakery sign in left field. Trey Turner is 3 for 3 tonight. And he's given the Phils a 2-1 lead as the fireworks go off over the bell in right center field.
Nice of Trey Turner to break the tie. That was in the fifth. In the sixth, we got the final score, or the final run scored of the night, because Nick Castellanos hit another home run, number two of the night. Listen.
And the 1-2 to Castellanos. Swung on, hit in the air, blasted deep to left field. No doubt about this one. Into the foot of the second deck, a solo home run. Nick Castellanos has hit his second solo home run of the night, and the Phillies are on top 3-1. What a shot that was.
You know what? Let's listen to the final call. Let's put a bow on this.
Strom is ready. And the left-hander's 1-2. Swing and a miss. He got
yes!
him. Phillies come racing out of the dugout as Matt Strom has saved it. And the Phillies have beaten the Braves in the division series for the second year in a row.
And the Phillies go back to the National League Championship Series. In game one, the Phillies beat the Braves 3-0. In game two, the Braves were able to pick up their only win of the series 5-4. In game three, man, they were smashed 10-2. And tonight, the Phillies end them, the final score, 3-1. The offense stalling, all those home runs they hit in the regular season, gone, didn't matter. All the wins the Braves accumulated, 104 victories throughout the course of the season, didn't matter tonight. Their manager, Brian Snitker, he talked. He talked about their lack of offense. Listen.
That's a good question. I mean, I thought we did everything possible during the delay. Recreated things as the best we could. You know, and we can do everything right and all that, and you start a series and you know what, your offense doesn't get traction. You know, I mean, it can happen anytime. It happens in series over the course of the summer. but I don't know that we could have done anything any better or been more thorough in what we did with our time off. to get us ready to play. You know, other than the fact that, you know what, when you're doing that, the adrenaline and playing for something, all that's not there. And that's, you know what, that's a big deal.
Uh-oh. Is that an excuse? Is that a cop-out? Is that reality? Curtis Grandison joined us on the show last night. Curtis Grandison, by the way, he was just sitting up on the TBS set. I was just looking at him. Curtis Grandison said that Major League Baseball is going to have to do something about that gap in that window between this new wild card and the start of the divisional round. Curtis Grandison said, damn it, they're going to have to just go back to a one-game elimination. To me, that's a little tricky there. But it goes to what Brian Snitker just said. Is it fair that you win it all, that you get a bye, and that you sit around for a week, just about? This is baseball. This is not the NFL. You know, to sit around and be idle for creatures of habit who are used to playing every day, this is the largest break that they get all season long. Is it a benefit? I would reckon to say that it's not. And I agree, they do have to figure out a way to shorten it, because it ain't fair. I mean, you go from one team that's competing in a wild card and they get two extra warm-up games, and then they take on a team that's supposed to have an advantage because they did what? Sit around? I don't think that's necessarily an advantage. And, you know, Brian Snitker, he's gonna catch a little heat. I don't think not so much from Braves fans, but there are going to be some folks who look at what he said and go, oh, you're making an excuse. And there are going to be other people who say he's right, because he is. I mean, is it really that much of an advantage to just sit at home? 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Congratulations to the Phillies advancing to the National League Championship Series to take on the Diamondbacks. We knew yesterday we have an all-Texas ALCS between the Texas Rangers and the Houston Astros. I think the Houston Astros are going to take on the Phillies in a rematch of the World Series from last season. And maybe this go-round, maybe the Phillies will come out on top. Let's go ahead and talk to CM. CM is calling from Texas. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, CM?
What's up, man? Hey, first things first, man. I got to bow down to you, man, and say you're doing your thing. And I'm sorry for your Braves not doing their thing and, you know, going to try to get another ring. But, you know, I want to – Leon Phelps, you sound like the ladies, man. I don't know how old you are, but – I don't know if you know about the old SNL.
You want to give me an afro and give me a movie?
I mean, I wasn't. You sound like Leon Phelps, man. Like, you got the, you know, you got your thing going, man. And you're doing your thing, man. But, you know, I'm here to talk about my Texas Rangers because it seems like everybody's already putting the Astros into the World Series. So you got to know that the Rangers are undefeated in the playoffs and they're doing their thing and they're going against their hated rivals. So, you know, I hate to say it, but, you know, we're America's team right now.
Wait a minute.
All right.
Did you just say the Texas Rangers are America? Are we conflating them with the Dallas Cowboys? Is there something in the water in Arlington? I know the pipes are connected. Like, what's the deal?
No, not Arlington to Lubbock, but it's everybody hates the Houston Astros, right? So why can't you not root for the Texas Rangers?
Wait a minute. So America is going to rally around the fact that the Astros cheated in 2017 to root for the Rangers?
What? I'm not saying exactly what you're saying, but I'm just saying, how many people want to see another Astros, you know, World Series? Like, why not get another team in there? Like, why not?
Huh.
Why not?
Okay. All right. It don't matter to me who goes and what they do. I like variety. I would not mind a rematch. I would not mind watching the Phillies take on the Astros.
I agree.
And I wouldn't mind watching the Phillies win. I'll tell you that much.
And I will agree with you 100%. I will root for the Phillies 100%. But a lot of people don't want to see, especially in the state of Texas. Deep down in Texas. I'm in Lubbock. I may be in Red Raider country, but there's a lot of Rangers fans here that we do not want to see the Astros represent Texas again and just put a stain on Texas. Like, it's, the Rangers, I know we had our shot, however many years ago, and we won pennant, went to the World Series a couple of years, and we couldn't do it, but we got Bruce Bochy now, won. We won World Series over us, and then now we got that guy running us, us win it?
I am going to take experience. I'm going to take the team that has been hot. I'm going to go ahead and take these Houston Astros to beat the Rangers. I see ya.
All right, man. Hey, man. Do what you got to do, but, man, you're going to have to eat your words, bro.
Well, listen, man, I get paid either way. Don't matter to me.
Absolutely.
All right, thank you, CM.
Man. Yes, sir. Take care.
Have a good night. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Kevin is calling from Houston. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Yo, what's up, JR? Hey, real quick. So the Astros, they didn't have to take a break, and they seem to really do well with the Twins. So, you were saying that the break might have something to do with it, but the Astros have been in the they've been at it for 7 years, and it seems like it hasn't deterred them. Second thing was
this year is a different case given a new format of the postseason. And my point isn't law. I'm not going to say that one size fits all. And the Houston Astros were able to come out and beat up on a team, the Minnesota Twins, that I personally look at and go, what the hell are they doing here? And so congratulations to the Houston Astros. But there's not going to be a one size fits all where, oh my God, a team has been off for 6 to 7 days. And so absolutely they're going to be rusty. That's not the point. I would say more often than not, and you correct me if I'm wrong, don't you think that it would be more advantageous for a team not to take a 6 or 7 day break?
You might be right. The Astros do have experience.
I'm not asking you that. I'm just saying nobody at any point in the season takes off for 6 or 7 days. I'll put it to you this way. If I'm in the basketball, and this applies to anything in sports, when you feel good, you want to keep going. You don't want to take a break. And so this is not indicative of, oh, my God, well, the break didn't slow down the Astros. God bless them. There's going to be plenty of other teams if they decide to keep a 6 or 7 break that wins series. But my point is, when you take a break, you lose it just a little bit. I think that's a fact. Have you ever played basketball?
Oh, when you're hot, you're hot. You're absolutely right.
You want to keep going.
But at the same time, winners win. Michael Jordan, even though he took a break, he still managed to win. So
he came back and lost the first time.
You're
I'm
right.
Just saying, Magic. That's what happened. Yeah.
You're right. So, yeah, you might have a point, but I think that, the Astros still manage where the Dodgers, the Braves, and the Orioles still failed to manage. And maybe it's because of experience. Maybe because they just had the tenacity, or maybe they have something that they don't.
I think the Astros are a better team. I don't think that had so much to do with the time off. I think they beat an inferior opponent, as they should. I think the Dodgers, unfortunately, their offense fell flat. I think their pitching was even more of a disaster, especially given their injuries throughout the course of the season. And I think the Atlanta Braves, I think they went into a space, unfortunately, where their pitching, they were, see, the regular season is so much different, as we all know, than the yes. postseason. To throw out a young dude like Elder, who was starting to kind of fray at the end of the season, man, that's barbecue chicken. That's chopped liver come postseason, and it caught up with the Braves. I always like to say, and this is why I like the Astros here, I look at the postseason and I go, do you got bats? Great. A lot of teams got bats. And then I start going, who are the top two dudes who are going to go out there and start the series? Who are going to be the pitchers that you really respect? I mean, when you're the Dodgers and you got Clayton Kershaw getting a snot smacked out of him, and then you got to look at a Bobby Miller to go out there and hold things down, like, where's the World Series in that? And so the Astros are in a good spot, in a good position to go back out there and compete, Kevin. So,
Go
ahead.
Just one more thing. I think of the Astros like Razor Ramon. Yes. Everyone likes the bad guy, so I don't know if it was the other caller, but, you know, it's nice to have somebody that everyone's after. So the Astros at least give a good story to everyone's gunning for somebody. So if they're going to be back in the World Series, I think it at least makes it a good storyline where everyone's trying to fight to get after, like, the NWO of WWE.
Oh, the NWO. Whoa, where's Hulk Hogan when we need him, right?
Altuve, maybe?
Oh, no. People like Altuve. Altuve's a nice guy. People like him. Look, Correa, and thank you, Kevin, for calling from Houston, and thank you so much for the WWE rep, Razor Ramon. Oh, we going to get into who else was in the NWO? It's Hulk Hogan, Kevin Nash. What happened?
Oh, Kevin Nash. That's the big one we always think of.
Big Sexy, right? And I call him Big Sexy Kevin Nash.
Oh, yes.
You got Scott Hall. At one point, everybody was in the NWO, wasn't it?
Oh, who was like there? That's a legend that passed away? Too young?
Macho Man?
Damn right.
Oh man, what a way to win.
Remember Scott Steiner?
Yeah, I remember Scott Steiner.
He was
still
there.
Around.
Sting, not the musician.
Yeah, Sting's there with the bat. Yeah, I remember Sting.
Bagwell, not Jeff.
Buff Bagwell.
Good job, man. Into the trenches and weeds of wrestling.
Are these guys alive?
Some of them are not.
I know Scott Stein is still alive. He's still here. I mean, he must have ate every steroid on earth. That was a big dude.
Yeah, Savage has been gone for over a decade now.
Oh, my God. What a way to go. What do you have? He had a heart attack and crashed into a tree.
Man.
Hulk Hogan is still here, though. He's still here.
You can make an argument that Randy Macho Man Savage is probably one of the four most influential wrestlers in the history of the sport / entertainment.
Four? Top four?
I mean, who is there? Hulk, right?
Steve Austin.
The Rock?
Steve Austin,
and you can make an argument,
Ric
Randy
Flair.
Savage. I mean, maybe some new heads would say John Bro. Cena, but I think Randy Savage is top four. I mean, the Nature Boy.
John Cena is not influential for nothing. Influential for what? He's a superhero for kids. You want to talk about top influential wrestlers ever?
Okay, Nature Boy, Hulk Hogan.
So, yes, it's Steve Austin.
Steve Austin, and then listen, commercial success, Dwayne Johnson has everybody. But in terms of what they were in the ring, you can definitely put Randy Savage over The Rock.
Man.
Right. He's on the Mount Rushmore.
You mean just wrestling?
Yeah, he's on the Mount Rushmore.
So if it's just wrestling, there's so many guys.
Of course.
You know? It's tricky.
The Warrior.
Ric Flair was a great showman in the ring.
Right.
You got Shawn Michaels.
Right.
Bret Hart.
Sure.
You can't do it. See, you can't give four. It's impossible.
Triple H.
Nah. Wrestler? Why? Yeah, nah, he's a great combo guy.
Okay. I mean, we're forgetting The Undertaker.
Well, he wasn't he was a character. Character.
So I guess
nobody's gonna look at The Undertaker and go, oh my, like, great wrestler as in like wrestler, but
all right, got it.
He's not like on the floor like like Bret Hart or something.
That's
you know?
A good. That's a good one. Eddie Mysterio. Like there's some
Ray.
Oh, Eddie Guerrero. Eddie Guerrero.
Oh, Eddie.
That's what I
meant
to say.
That's another guy who died.
Right. Yep. Way too soon.
You know, Lex Luger's in the chair, I think, right? Or wait. He died too, right?
I don't know.
Is Lex still alive? He's alive. He's in the chair, though, I think. Damn. Being a wrestler is tough, man. We should be a wrestling group. What would be our tag team name, Shep?
Oh, no, I'm good. I mean the JR
Ebony Sport... and Ivory. Right?
I mean, the JR Sport Brief and Shep, I'm looking... I know he's had a lot of legal problems, that being Lex Luger.
Oh, he's alive.
Yeah, he's definitely alive. But there was, to your point, there was the issue with the nerve impingement. And so that created all kinds of spinal issues. So, yeah,
Let's get out of here. Didn't he also give Miss Elizabeth some stuff?
I'm just going to stick with the lack of mobility because of a wheelchair. I'm going to go with that.
Yeah. It's starting to get dark, man. It's tough, man. These wrestlers, woof. Shout outs to the wrestlers listening. Yeah, one of my people I know, he's training to be a wrestler. Yeah, I'm like, hey, not me. I ain't falling on my back for nobody. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. I'm going to get some more of your calls. Russell Wilson, he fell on his back a lot tonight, 4 times. He got paid a lot of money, too. Maybe he should join the WWE. His character would be called... The Liar. Kansas City beats Denver tonight, 19-8. We'll get to more of your calls. We'll talk more baseball, talk some football here on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
JR, every time I get into an Uber, I always turn the Uber drivers onto your show. We talk about sports. Tell them how awesome you are.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
Kansas City has beat the Denver Broncos 16 straight times. Russell Wilson is currently standing here at the podium addressing the media. Still has his eye black on, and I guess he has a lot to contemplate. Tonight, Kansas City beats them. The final score, 19-8. The Chiefs improve their record on the season to 5-1. The Denver Broncos fall to 1-5. Russell Wilson only passing for 95 yards tonight. One touchdown, 2 interceptions to go along with 4 sacks. This is a nightmare season for Sean Payton and Russell Wilson. They cannot muster anything. Are they the most disappointing team in the NFL? I can't even call it that because like Bill Belichick still exists, right? The Patriots stink. Can't score more than 10 points a game. More recently, can't score more than 0 or 3. But this is a train wreck. This is a nice train wreck to watch. Can't wait to hear what Russell Wilson has to say here. Patrick Mahomes, though, I know the Chiefs only scored 19 points. Mahomes was able to connect with Kadarius Toney for the only touchdown of the game. Mahomes had a silly interception himself in the first half. Sometimes I guess he feels he's so damn good, he might as well just try crap to see if it works. Harrison Butker, he was the man of the night. 4 field goals for the Kansas City Chiefs. And so the Chiefs still trying to get that offense to another level, another groove. And Patrick Mahomes, he spoke after the game and he said, yeah, our offense, a little bit of good, a little bit of bad, we can do better. Listen to Mahomes.
I thought we did a lot of good things. Just obviously red zone, some third downs. We just didn't execute at a high enough level. I still think there was a lot of good things we can take from it. We just got to continue to get better and better. Luckily for us, our defense is playing great.
Yeah, and that's a difference. I mean, typically the Kansas City Chiefs offense over the past several years, it's typically in the middle of the pack, and the offense is generally like right there, number one or number two. And this year, the offense is a little bit closer to the middle of the pack, and the defense up until tonight has been top five. Not a difficult thing to do against Denver, though. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Tommy's calling from New Orleans. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, enjoy the show. Listen, you and Granderson are completely right. This is a problem for Major League Baseball. For your three teams to win 100-plus games, to go 1-9, that's a big sample size. And it's just not because somebody has had a bad day. Baseball is such a game of rhythm that when you get out of that, I mean, when's the last time Freddie Freeman, Mookie Betts went 1-for-24 combined? When did that ever happen during the season? And I think baseball does have a problem because it's such a game of rhythm that I understand when you're at home, you may be home for a week and stuff like that. But when you're home for a week going to practice for 2 hours, that's different from being home and playing games where you're at the ballpark for half a day. And all of a sudden, listen, this is not a family problem, but all of a sudden you have time to take the kids to school, pick them up from school, go to dinner with your wife, hang out with your friends. That's all great stuff, but it gets you out of your rhythm. Even when you're traveling, right? You're at the hotel, you're at the ballpark, that's all you do. All of a sudden you sit home, I got 2 hours of practice today. That allows you to do a lot of other stuff. Not that anyone's doing anything wrong, but it gets you out of that rhythm. And it's a shame because, listen, it's such a grind, as you know, for baseball. You win 100-plus games, you've got a really good team. You can pitch, you can hit, you can run, you can throw. You're efficient. You've got depth. It doesn't happen by mistake. Baseball is a game that is built inherently to reward the best teams with their playoff structure, with their game schedule. That's why you play so many games. You know, you can't – it's not a one-off like – college and pro football in the playoffs or NCAA basketball. And same thing can happen in professional basketball. The only difference is it's such a fluid game that after a loss or after a game or two, you can get back into rhythm. But baseball is so hard because it's so technical that it makes it virtually impossible. Well, and I do think they have to address it.
I think they will. I don't know if it's going to take another season like next year. And it's not just – that's not the only reason that they would want to correct it. It was pretty dry after all of the sweeps, the 2-0 sweeps and the wild card round, to not see any action and then have to wait till we move to the divisional round, where, in all honesty, we still didn't see a lot of action. There weren't you know, all that ridiculously compelling games. Now, having said that, The regular season and the postseason tend to be a little different. I think we know that whoever gets hot a little bit closer towards the end of the season does have a little bit more of an advantage. And you can slug your way, a la the Braves, through the course of the regular season. But if you don't have the pitching, a la the Dodgers, it's tough to make a mark. So I think there's a little bit of truth in it all. But I would certainly agree with you. And thank you, Tommy, for calling from New Orleans. Ain't nobody trying to see a team take 6 and 7 days off before they get back into action. I don't think so. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I'm going to take more of your calls on the other side of the break. And then I want you to hear from Matt Olson. Matt Olson, who hit 50-plus home runs this year for the Braves. He talks about their offense, the Braves' offense. So I'm going to get your calls. I want you to hear from Matt Olson.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. Listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Long time listener, first time caller. Love your show. I like how you spit the truth.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief show on CBS Sports Radio. Phillies beat the Braves to go to another NLCS. Kansas City Chiefs, they knock off the Broncos as well. Thursday night football, 19-8, the final score there. And on the baseball side, Philly has outscored Atlanta 30-7. In last year's, in this year's NLDS. And so the Braves can score all this in the regular season, but the past two postseasons against the Phillies, they've been outscored 32-7. I told you about Nick Castellanos, his two home runs, helping to power the Phillies to the NLCS against the Diamondbacks. The Braves, not so much. Pretty bad. Looked at someone like, how about this, Matt Olson. He was 1-for-4 tonight. He batted 250 here in the postseason. He hit 54 home runs, more than anybody else in the regular season. And he spoke after the game, and Matt Olson said, yeah, man, our offense, it sucked.
Aside from a couple of Riley homers and a Travi homer, we couldn't get anything going. Sucks. You know, it was like we were one big hit away all series. Catch Ronnie's ball there in the outfield. You know, potentially something that could tie it up, give us the lead, and you know, kind of get the ball rolling for us. But they played a good series.
Yeah. Well, almost doesn't count now, does it? 855-212-4CBS. Robert is here from Houston. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Yes, JR. So, hey, I love the show from Houston. I heard you in the loop. I mean, I have a lot of respect for you. But look, this is where I stand. I'm all about keeping the same energy, man. Where were you at last night when the Astros won it and you had no kind of insight or take about changing the structure of the series? Okay, that's point one. And I want you to answer on that. Was like, not all of a sudden we had to change the whole structure.
Robert, I gotta forewarn you. What you're saying to me makes absolutely no sense. I had an entire conversation last night here on the air with Curtis Granderson about the time off in between the series just not making any sense. This isn't indicative or has anything to do with the Astros. It's an overall. The Astros are an outlier for what they did. Now, that's not to say that the Astros don't go back to the postseason next year, have 6 or 7 days off, and lose a series. That is one example. That's not a pin prick or point directly at the Astros of, well, the Astros had time off and they won, so everybody else just has to deal with it. It's an overall problem. So what are you talking about? You're wrong.
Okay, so I didn't get to hear that, so I apologize.
Oh, okay. Well, hold on a second. Shep, did you hear that?
Well, in fairness to Robert, he didn't win the first point, but I give him credit for owning up to his mistakes, unlike other people had coached the Broncos. So that's a good thing, JR.
That's fine. But he's just like, well, where were you last night? And I'm like, bruh, I had a whole conversation with a Major League Baseball All-Star.
Three-time
All-Star.
Yeah.
About the rest period in the postseason. So here you go, Robert. Let's forget that happened. What else is on your mind?
Well, I wish I could tune in for 4 hours and listen to every single segment of your radio show. I wish I could because it's great. I'm sorry that I didn't.
Thanks. No, but ask. But, that's it. But that's, you can ask. But, you would say, hey, JR, I didn't hear you last night. Well, why didn't you say that last night? Or did you say it last night?
You're trying to nail JR to the cross without giving him the benefit of the
doubt,
man.
Yeah, you throwing darts at me. JR, where were you? You didn't talk about this last night. I'm like, damn, I did.
It was the talking point, Robert, the entire show.
Okay, so look, this is where I'm at. At the end of the day, look, all this criteria where it's like we need to keep, you know, the certain kind of structure in a way where it benefits the people that won a certain amount of games in the beginning of the season, going on. You're a professional. You're a professional. All these damn excuses that y'all are making, that whether y'all were hot or you're not, if you're a true professional and y'all are good players, y'all need to produce. At the end of the day, y'all need to produce. Like, it's not about baseball's going back and forth trying to do what they can to be relevant. And I they've done a good job with the pitch count and all that stuff that they implemented this year. But at the end of the day, I think that we need to be true to each other. Everybody here in America, let's be true to each other. You're a professional. Cool. You need to produce, whether it's the regular season or the postseason.
Yeah, but I think as an overall, and this is not a Houston Astros thing, it's not a Rangers thing, it's not a Braves thing, it's a baseball thing. They are conditioned and taught to play every day. They are creatures of habit. And not playing for an entire week, I don't find to be beneficial to the teams that get a week off. I don't find it beneficial for the fans. I ultimately don't find it to be beneficial for the overall postseason product. And so for that, I think that they should go ahead and really look into adjusting it moving forward. That's it.
The Astros have won with time off and time on.
Yes, I'm familiar with that. Hold on, Robert. The first thing I said to you was, this is not indicative of just what the Astros do, okay? There have been other teams with other streaks that have had just ridiculous stretches of going to the postseason, whether it happens to be the Braves and the Yankees of the 90s into the 2000s. Nobody won every single game or every single season or every single series, okay? Even if I have to take a look at the Houston Astros, come on, there's two World Series out of those, six times that they've gone, and now this is the seventh time that they've gone to a National League Championship Series. And so there is not an exact science. As you just mentioned, when it comes to having time on or off, this postseason, they unfortunately, or fortunately for them, I guess it doesn't matter, they were off just about a week. Last year, if I recall, they were only off about 2 days. And so there's not an exact science. I'm talking about overall. If you play baseball, if you play sports, if you are on a roll, if you are winning, if you are watching the product, if you are participating, nobody wants to sit around waiting to play for 6 or 7 days. It's not beneficial. Not about the Astros. That's one team. It's for everybody. It's not a good look, man. I get it. You're an Astros fan. Astros are the best. They're on a roll right now. They've been on a roll for years. They're not the only team that exists. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. I'm going to take more of your calls, talk more baseball. And then Sean Payton spoke. I wonder what lie he tried to talk about tonight. Who's he blaming?
Hey, is that the new iPhone 15 Pro?
Yeah, it's made with titanium and the Pro camera is epic. Just got it at T-Mobile.
Nice.
Yep, and I got their Go 5G Next plan, so now I have the freedom to upgrade my phone every year.
Whoa, I gotta get to T-Mobile.
Get our best deals on iPhone 15 Pro at T-Mobile.com. 1 year upgrade requires Go 5G Next plan, financing new qualifying device, and upgrading in good condition after 6 months with half paid off.
Facts are facts, like how contributing to employees' financial security makes them want to work harder for their company. In fact, according to a 2023 study by Principal, 87% of employers say that better employee financial security means employees are more engaged and productive at work. The fact of the matter is that employees want to feel financially secure in their future. So consider this. Principal helps you invest in your employees by providing customized benefits and retirement plans to help keep your employees more engaged and productive. When When you take care of your team, they take care of business. That's a fact. Learn how Principal can help you find the right benefits and retirement plan for your team at principal.com/benefits. Products and services offered by member companies of the Principal Financial Group, Des Moines, Iowa. For important information, visit principal.com/disclosures.
I'm Eli Roth. In the upcoming second season of my podcast, A Ghost Ruined My Life from Travel, you'll hear real, horrifying accounts from actual victims who came face to face with a paranormal and survived.
It was the shape of a small human, and it was pure blackness, like nothing I've ever seen before in my life.
A ghost? You saw a ghost?
Yeah, I did.
Listen to A Ghost Ruined My Life with Eli Roth from Travel, wherever you get your podcasts, and prepare to be terrified.